Jy luister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie met gasheer Ryk van die Kerk. RSG Geldsaake met Money Web. Elke week saam tussen 6 en 7.
Southern Sun is een van die grootste hotelgroepe in Suid-Afrika en bestuur meer as 90 hotelle, ook in Suider-Afrika en ook in die Midde-Ooste. En die vlaggeskip hotelle sluit onder meer in die Sandton Sun, Mount Grace, Arabella en ook die Beverly Hills Hotel daar in KwaZulu-Natal in. Nou die COVID-19 tydperk het alle hotelgroepe regtig hard geslaan en verskeie hotelle moes hulle deure sluit. Nou Southern Sun was egter nie een van hulle nie. Die groep het vandag resultate vir die 6 maande tot einde September aangekondig. Die omset was 7% hoër op 2 miljard rand en die wins spring 31% tot 334 miljoen rand. Marcel von Oulak is op die lyn, hy is die uitvoerende hoof. Marcel, thank you so much for your time tonight. All hotels were hit very, very hard during COVID-19, but you approached this problem in a totally different way. You started with a restructuring process, and it seems like it's now bearing fruit post-COVID.
Yeah, a lot of the success we had in the last 6 months is stuff that we did 3 years ago, 4 years ago during COVID. You know, if we go back to, we were completely closed. I think there was a saying we were a startup business with 50 years experience or something, because there was nothing happening, you had zero turnover. But that restructure worked. So it brought the cost base down. It removed the dual listing. We used to have the hospitality fund and Southern Sun, which I think the market didn't understand. We sold assets in Seychelles and Nigeria. They got rid of a lot of our debt. And then last year was really our first good year post-COVID, and we had the opportunity to buy back up to 10% of our shares, which has proved very lucrative. And now in the 6 months, we've had very strong earnings per share growth off of pretty mild, reasonable revenue growth. You know, 7% is not shooting the lights out, but you can see that operational gearing is in place now. So if you get just a decent bit of top line, your bottom line looks very good after that. So the business is healthy.
And the activity or the people in beds, because I see the occupancy rate was around 59%. How does that compare to pre-pandemic levels?
So it's a little bit above pre-pandemic. This is our first half of the year and it's our weakest part because we pick up the winter months over these 6 months to September. We make about 2/3 of our profit in the second half of the year. So it's better than what this first half used to be in the pre-pandemic levels. Our occupancies are up, our rates are up, but the trend is very important because we're seeing the month of September was really good. We did almost a 69% occupancy, which I haven't seen in September in a long time, and that's carried on post the half-year end period. So there's definitely momentum in the market. It's still far from long-term normalized, but that's not a COVID thing. That's a South African economy thing. And if that economic growth kicks in, then you'll start seeing a big boom in hotel trade.
But the economy is not booming. It's actually very pedestrian. And the hospitality industry is very dependent on a growing economy. So how do you see, you know, would explain this performance given the poor economic performance? What do you see which other markets don't see?
So what we're seeing is that all that work that we did during COVID means that we are substantially more profitable at the 60% occupancy mark. Whereas previously we would have had to get to 68, 69% to be making this kind of money. The upside is that if you do get this economy right and you do get growth coming through from reduced interest rates, from policy stability, from improved tourism, access to visas, all the things that are slowly happening, then your upside is substantially more from here than what it had been previously. Yeah. And that's the part where we you know, and I think that's part of the reason why our share price has run so much in the past year, is people suddenly realizing actually this is a fundamentally different business to what they thought it was. And that obviously added with good sentiment coming out of the GNU, where all of SAE is done better. But there is an understanding of what the new business is.
Oh, I think that line of daardie lyn werk nie heeltemal met ons saam nie, maar ek dink ons kry die punt dat hulle het so aan daai engine gewerk, Amelia, dat dit nou heelwat minder petrol gebruik en jy kan heelwat verder ry en as jy meer mense in beddens het, dan val daai geld reg deur na die winslyn toe.
Ja, en hierdie maatskappy het vir baie jare lank geworstel. Ek onthou ons was aandeelhouers nog voor die pandemie. En die aandeelprys het vreeslik gesukkel. Jy weet 10 jaar gelede was hierdie aandeelprys R130 ryk. Hy's nou R44. Maar hy het voordat die pandemie begin het in Maart 2020 het hy op hier by R23 rond gaan draai en dit was as gevolg van hulle baie hoë skuldvlakke. En die mark se het 'n baie alhoë toenemende laer waardasie op hom geplaas daar as gevolg daarvan hulle het geweldige hoë skuldvlakke altyd gehad. En natuurlik het COVID vir hulle 'n goeie klap in die gesig gegee. Hulle moes die maatskappy herstruktureer, hulle moes waarskynlik teruggaan na die tekenbord en van vooraf begin. En dit wil blyk asof hulle dit baie suksesvol gedoen het. In so mate dat in die laaste 3 jaar het die aandeelprys nou al 73% gestyg. Die laaste jaar was hy so 8% nog op gewees. Maar hulle het baie hoër besettingssyfers, dit neem toe. Maar ek dink is veral die skuldvlakke wat hulle dramaties verlaag het. En hulle het ook 'n aandeel terugkoop transaksies gedoen gedurende 2024 finansiële jaar wat ook baie vir hulle gehelp het. So ja, die maatskappy lyk of hy in baie beter toestand is as wat hy was jy weet voor die pandemie. Ja, die aandeelprys is nou op R44.06. Ja, hy is so 0.78% vandag op.
Jy het geluister na RSG Geldsaake met Money Web Potgoeie elke weeksdag om 7 na middag. Vir meer Money Web Potgoeie, besoek moneyweb.co.za of laai die toepassing af en volg Money Web News om dagliks op hoogte te bly.